At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Falcons beat the Saints 24-10 on a Falcon Monday, guys. We are live at Eagle Watch Golf Club. It is Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to take a few phone calls at 404-726-0929 as we talk to you about how you felt yesterday after you saw this offense kind of come to life and doing some different things. Again, 60% of the snaps from our quarterback were under center. And you go, all right, well, what's the big deal? The big deal is Mike and I have been saying, hey, can our quarterback do a little bit of that? Can Michael Penix do a little bit of that?
Right.
And he did a little bit, but we've been nowhere near. We haven't had one game this season where Penix has had 60 or 70% under center.
The worst quarterback from the Michael Penix draft class is J.J. McCarthy by any metric. His stats, completion percentage, touchdown, interception ratio. A person posted his numbers going, y'all are talking about Penix Jr. Like, no, guys, from our lips to the radio transmitter to your speaker, something's getting lost in translation. We're not saying Penix is a bad quarterback. We're saying, why didn't you try to develop some of the things tactically that you need to do to be a complete quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah.
Because he was under center at times. We looked it up. He played under center at Washington. But why, for some reason, is there a disconnect with how we operate with him and then when you see Kirk Cousins out there? That's what we're talking about. Because when you have the running backs we have, the play action under center, that's pivotal. That just makes it work better. That's it. We want to help. And if anything, Carl, it helps Michael Penix get receivers. You come out, you freeze the corners of the linebackers for a split second, and now things open up because they respect the run game. You can't get that same action in the pistol. I'm sorry.
No.
Everybody. Drew Brees said it before. Kurt Warner said it. If you don't like Dan Orlovsky on the pecking order, these are all guys who said the pistol doesn't work like you think it does.
Well, mixed in within your offense.
Correct. Not exclusively.
Correct. In play action, it works because it's a different look. With that said, it's something we're discussing. Good win. Look, I'll take it. I do not care. We are happy today in the ATL that our team, first of all, beat the Saints. Secondly, we snapped a five-game losing streak. Desperately needed to do that. So I'm happy. But it also raises so many damn questions about, okay, where has this been?
And again, we also have to temper it because the Saints are a really bad team. He still went on the road and won in the NFL against an arch rival in a divisional game. Carrie, one of our listeners, says Falcons went 0-5 without Divine Diablo.
This is true.
They said he comes back, he's the glue. Now, I will say this. Everything we're talking about schematically with the quarterback, the linebacker core just flows when Divine Diablo's in there because he can do all the things that, you know, let's be honest,
dude,
JT Bertrand can't do, and other guys that have tried.
Yeah, he's a dude. Glad to have him back, man, and he played with a club on yesterday, if you didn't see it.
See that glove?
He had it all wrapped up. It didn't matter. Like, no use of fingers, okay? Just all arms, and I'm clubbing people, and I'm just trying to make plays. But it was good to have him back out there. We're going to talk plenty more about the Falcons. Want to hear you at 404-726-0929. Noah got a couple of folks holding on. Ron, thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking?
Hey, man, you guys are dead on the money. I mean, what in the world did the Falcon organization do? They draft this kid. and then they were supposed to sit him on the bench for a year or two. Let this other quarterback, he's a good quarterback, you saw it. He played under center. The head fake down the middle when he did the play fake worked like a charm. The dude can still throw a football. Am I right?
Yes, 50 yards to Mooney in the air. Yeah, 50 yards in the air.
I'm telling you, it was like Warren Moon to Billy White Shoe Johnson. Come on. It was awesome.
But it was awesome.
The kid can throw the football. I mean, the guy can throw the football. And then, you know, you take – I mean, the guy's going to be good, but now he's hurt all of a sudden again. 9 games into the season, 10, whatever it is, now he's out for the season. Something's bad wrong with the organization, man, to make this happen, to make us believe that this is going to be our future, and all of a sudden it flip-flopped on him.
Ron,
I don't get it.
Listen, I think it shows us something. Thank you so much for listening, man, in a phone call. It shows us there's a lot of work to do. It shows us, to Mike's point, that Michael Penix was not ready for the season, and then we got into the season, and I always tell you guys this. You don't change in the middle of a season what you're doing. Okay? I know everybody's like, oh, we should do this, this, and this, and this for the offense. That's what the offseason's for. So there's a lot of work to be done. Now the question bears, or at least, you know, it raises the question of, Mike, once he gets back, how soon can you get him acclimated to what you want to do with this
right.
offense? And by the way, if he's not back for the first 4 weeks of the season, is this thing running smoothly? What does it look like next year? I don't know. But I told you 2 weeks ago, for everybody saying, oh, we're moving on from Kirk Cousins, he's under contract, and it may be the best option for this football team moving forward under the circumstances of Penix being injured. But I just think, Ron, it says to us there's a lot of work still to be done with Michael Penix.
Right, and this is the question. A guy just hit us up on the text line. Other guys on Twitter saying, look, let's be honest, they had to take some of the plays out of the playbook. OC had to trim the playbook significantly for Penix. Perhaps. We don't know that. The media will ask that of Zach Robinson this week. Kirk opens up more. Guys, Kirk was not ready to start the season last year, then got into a great groove, and then got injured.
Right.
Penix comes in, was not ready for primetime, should have won the Commanders game, did enough to beat Carolina last year.
Yep.
And then this year, inexplicably, a quarterback who needs reps never gets anything in the preseason. That's on the coaching staff. You're telling me that he had Zach Robinson figure out, hey, maybe I should be on the sideline in the preseason. We didn't have to wait till the fourth game of the freaking year for it, right?
No, man. It's
that's coaching. This goes back to the fundamental problems with this coaching staff.
It's mind-boggling. It is. As good as the win feels and the fact that we beat the Saints, hi, Saints fans, this is still something that makes us scratch our heads. Big O, is Bob there or is he gone? Is Bob there? If he is, I want to talk to him. He's gone? All right, I just wanted to make sure we weren't missing him. He is. Okay, Bob, I wanted to make sure we got him on because he was holding patiently. Bob, man, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's your thoughts on this, Bob?
Hey, man, thanks so much. I love this win. I'm happy that I wanted Penix to succeed, and I think he will in the long run, but I'm glad we got Kirk to fall back on, and I'm just thankful he picked up his play, and I'm just hoping he can continue to do this so we can win straight through all the rest of the games. I'm holding hope real tight that we can do that. I'm 68, been looking for something good all these years.
Yes. Bob, we need something to hang our hat on. Look, Cousins is playing for his future. He still believes he's a starter in this league, and whether it's here or somewhere else, Mike, as I've been saying this,
right,
he's playing for something. But this team is also playing for something. You know, for all the things that we thought about this football team and the expectations and all the stuff we discussed, these guys are prideful, man. You think they want to lose out the rest of the way? You think they want to lose 7 more weeks of the season? They don't. So I'm with you. I am holding out hope that Cousins can continue to play at a high level. My issue is, can we get out of our own way with some of the stupid coaching issues that we've had during this 5-game losing streak? Clock management issues we've had during this losing streak. Can we get off the field or continue to stay on the field on third down situations with the offense where for a month, Atlanta, over a month, we were the worst third down conversion offense in the league? Can you get past all of that stuff if you can and Cousins plays well, Mike,
right,
we put ourselves in a good situation.
But this goes back to, you know, we decided to do both of these quarterbacks. Only the Falcons could turn this into this kind of a crazy soap opera. And I hate this because I hate to go down that road of Falconitis and, you know, well, it's the Falcons. But it is. It's the frigging Falcons. You know, this is why Fontenot wanted Penix. We were under the impression, D-Led always told us for 2 years, no, that, and the coaching staff and Raheem wanted Cousins because they were familiar with his time in Washington. They thought he was the fit. It just, it drives you freaking crazy. Maybe Bo Nix would have been a better guy to sit behind. Or maybe you just say, look, whatever hell that was with Kirk Cousins, you say that Penix still isn't ready, but the coaching staff can't even make the determination. Okay, Penix can sit another year. Kirk will start. But was there, and no one ever said anything. Maybe the media didn't ask the right questions. Everybody said, oh, no, Kirk's fine. He's the backup now. Well, why did you make him the backup if Penix isn't ready to be the starter? That's a fundamental question.
It is.
Because you don't have Penix up to speed for the things that a quarterback needs to do. Under center, that's got to be a part of his
repertoire.
His repertoire. He cannot be strictly in the pistol. So a lot of questions about this, and that's why I say, is there a disconnect between the front office and how the coach Steph manages the talent?
We're talking with you guys at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from our Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic here at Eagle Watch. Fun day today. They just told us that we have raised the amount of money in the break there that they were aiming for. I think it's almost $40,000 or so.
Right.
Pets for Vets, which is amazing. So thanks to all of you who have given for an amazing cause. But, yeah, a lot of fun here today at Eagle Watch. All right, more of your calls to get to here on the show. We will certainly continue to talk Falcons, Mike. Coming up, though, we got to talk about the Dogs and we got to talk about Georgia Tech. And you said it, Lane Kiffin. It is just looming. It is a weight on the shoulders of Ole Miss and their fans, because the reports came out over the weekend about Lane being offered $90-plus million to go to LSU. He says, and they say, this decision will become official after the Egg Bowl. I believe the decision's already been made.
Right.
But they're playing this game as if, oh, you know, after we beat Miss State, and they better beat Miss State, he's making the decision. And I think there are some people who are speaking of Bob holding out hope, Mike, that think he's going to come out after the game and go, oh, I'm staying at Ole Miss. And, okay, then yeah, that means Ole Miss is paying him 100-plus mil.
If you think there's going to be some sort of Hollywood ending, you know, guys, I'm staying here in Ole Miss. The decision would have – they would have locked him up.
Yep.
He's shopping himself around. He's getting all the flirtations. He's getting the ego stroke. He's getting the family on the private jet to go visit Gainesville. And, look, guys, I think LSU is the best place because you get the best talent. I mean, yes, now in this new world of the transfer portal, and you could argue, Carl, that anybody who's one of the elites in the SEC can get the kind of talent he needs. To me, LSU's always operated at a higher level.
I agree.
As far as the talent in state, what they get in East Texas – you know, so that you're there, and you just need to find a good defensive coach, because that's, to me, the only thing, if I'm an LSU fan, is what kind of defense is Lane Kiffin bringing to my team? Because he hasn't had elite defense anywhere he's coached.
By the way, they're saying it's Ole Miss, and again, if you keep up with this stuff, but they're saying it's one of, if not the greatest seasons in more than 60 years for an Ole Miss program. Okay?
Right.
And that is why he's the hottest, you know, coach right now in college football. Either way,
remember when Dan Mullen and Hugh Freeze had both Mississippi programs?
Oh yeah,
kicking butt in the top 10.
Oh yeah,
it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
And that's the thing. I said this to you on Friday. That's the heartbreaking part for Ole Miss fans. You're never going to get this. This guy is a one in a million as far as the personality, uniting the fan base, the offensive strategy. Who are you going to find? Can you find? Because now you have to pivot and find that next guy from a smaller school that doesn't have the juice.
No doubt. Hey, man, we're coming back. We're going to dive in the Dogs win, and as they get ready for Georgia Tech, rivalry weekend, I love it, but I hate that.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances, and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Georgia Tech lost the way they did because it takes a little bit off of what this thing might mean on Saturday down at Mercedes-Benz. Hey, want to remind you, we are your home for college football in Atlanta Saturday at 8 a.m. We get the day started with college football game time brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. They were out here today at our tournament. Visit WindowNation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and much more, guys. It's where fans shop. The guys will get you ready. It's Ohio State at Michigan. Great rivalry, followed by Notre Dame at Stanford. We've got all the games for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.